From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Devin Nunes, Monday said he has seen no evidence of improper contact between officials working on President Donald Trump's presidential campaign and Russian agents.
We do need to have some scrutiny put onto the Russian government, and we do need to know if there are any Americans that are talking to the Russians and anybody connected to the Russian government or Russian agents. But at this time, I want to be very careful that we can't just go on a witch hunt against Americans because they appear in a news story somewhere.
The top Democrat on the panel, Congressman Adam Schiff, said the investigation is far from over.
The committee has reached no conclusion on whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia, Russian officials, or any Russian contacts, nor could we. We have called no witnesses thus far. We have obtained no documents on any counterintelligence investigation. And we have yet to receive any testimony from the FBI on the investigation of potential links between the Trump campaign and Russia.
Lawmakers in Congress are looking at details of findings by the U.S. Intelligence Committee that Russia meddled in the U.S. presidential election to help President Trump over Democrat challenger Hillary Clinton. Thousands of South Sudanese refugees have crossed into Sudan this year, fleeing famine and conflict. Jane Howard is with the World Food Program.
This is a man-made situation. It's really caused by the conflict that's been going on. Unfortunately, the conflict means that roads are cut off. We can't get access to bring people food. There's no food in the market. And really, the whole country is sort of falling apart.
More than a million people have fled the country since war broke out in late 2013. This is VOA News. President Trump, in office just 1 month Tuesday, delivers his first nationally broadcast speech to a joint session of Congress, a speech whose themes were laid out Monday by White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
This includes tax and regulatory reform to provide relief to hardworking Americans and their businesses, making the workplace better for working parents, ensuring the families who have suffered under Obamacare's skyrocketing rates see it replaced with a patient-centered alternative, making sure every child in America has access to a good education, a rebuilding of our military, and fulfilling of our commitments to veterans, to whom we obviously owe a great deal of gratitude.
On Monday, the Trump administration unveiled a 2018 budget blueprint that calls for a $54 billion increase in defense spending. Mr. Trump spoke about that to the nation's governors.
This budget will be a public safety and national security budget, and it will include a historic increase in defense spending to rebuild the depleted military of the United States of America at a time we most need it.
The budget expected to be made public next month seeks to cut domestic programs and foreign aid to other countries. The UN Security Council is set Tuesday to vote on a ban of helicopters to Damascus and blacklisting Syrian military commanders over accusations of toxic gas attacks. Russia indicates it may veto that resolution. Meanwhile, on the ground, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government airstrikes killed at least 11 people, mostly civilians, in the town of Ariha in Idlib province. The Syrian army is also said to be advancing on Islamic State positions in the north, close to territory controlled by U.S.-backed Kurdish militia. Israel Monday carried out a series of airstrikes on suspected militant sites in the Gaza Strip following a rocket attack on southern Israel that caused no casualties. Witnesses on the ground say at least four people were wounded in the air attacks in Gaza. The U.S. Defense Department has presented the White House a strategy for accelerating the campaign to defeat the Islamic State. A Pentagon spokesman said it provides a framework for a broad plan that looks at the IS group globally, not just in Iraq and Syria. Senior officials from the U.S., Japan, and South Korea met Monday in Washington on ways to restrict funding for North Korea's weapons programs. A statement said they considered new ways, including restricting revenue sources, especially in the North's illicit activities. Meanwhile, the U.N. Security Council condemned the North's irresponsible and provocative attempts to evade U.N. sanctions. The commercial venture SpaceX said it plans to launch two paying passengers on a tourist trip around the moon next year using a spacecraft still under development. Space Exploration Technologies chief executive Elon Musk declined to identify the two passengers or how much they're paying. He said they will undergo extensive training. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.